Last time, on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read Genesis 2, verses 9 through 22. Adam heard God say, "Help meet," and he thought that God was talking about bacon to go with all of that lousy fruit. Joke's on you, Adam.
Hello, welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast, and... thanks, Connie, for that wonderful recap. That you're spot on, like always.
Aw, I'm blushing.
Last time we left our hero.
Wait, who's the hero in this story?
I think it's Adam, because he just had a rib sandwich. He went down to the local Mickey D's, and no one was working there. And he said, "Hey, can I get some service at the counter here? I guess I have to do it myself."
And he woke up in the ice bath.
Yeah, he woke up in his ice bath, yeah. would you lead us off in 2:23?
Yes. Genesis 2:23, "And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.'"
Oh, man, that's just creepy. "This is my bone of my bones." He's talking about his dick. He's like, "My bones. Come here, baby. I got a bone for you
Adam
now."
Adam is a 15-year-old boy. His dick jokes.
The dick jokes have already started.
Okay. Apologists actually say that what he says here is, "Wow. You're hot." It's translated.
Translation, "Whoa, holy shit, look at the rack on her. Oh my god."
Okay,
so 2:24, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Chicka wah wah. Just saying.
Porn music, yes.
Cue the porn music, man. Just wah, 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 wah. Pizza man. Dun, dun, wah, wah.
Do you think God looked away?
Well, he's omnipotent. He can't look away. Even if he wanted to, he couldn't look away. And Eve hasn't
consented. Dirty old man.
Yeah, and, yeah, exactly. And Eve hasn't consented. She's like a minute old. Like, and I'm a minute old, and there's some person on top of me having his way with me already. I mean,
she's looking around. She's looking at
this is rape.
God, and says, "What are my other options?"
Yeah, do I have any other options? Like, yeah, I don't like this. Do you got one in the cut version? I'm just saying, because this looks kind of a little nasty down there. Looks like a worm, you know. Maybe that's the reason why they got the circumcision, because it looks, you know. You ever look at that? It's like, no. I mean, I'm just kidding.
I'm not gonna. I could say something, and I'm not. I'm gonna move on to the next verse, Genesis 2:25, "And they were both naked, the man and his wife." Well, there's already been a wedding, and they were not ashamed.
It reminds me of the line from the song, from the Billy Idol song, "It's a nice day for a white wedding."
And they were not ashamed. Now, why don't they preach more about this? Why aren't there more nudist churches?
Yeah, we should have more church. We should have more nudity. I'm just saying. And that's why this is the naked podcast. I mean.
Oh, I know why. Because Southern Baptists have all those chicken fried dinners. Okay, I'm sorry. That's fat shaming.
And you know, the thing is here, this says they're not ashamed. Why would they even know shame? They can't be ashamed. They couldn't be ashamed anyway because they don't know what shame is at this point. They have no concept of good and evil. So why would you even put this thing in there saying they're not ashamed? I mean, you know. Eve's got this great rack. I've got this schlong down to my knees. You know, hey, why would you be ashamed of that?
It's
it's not like there's anybody else around. The cops aren't, the morality police aren't going to come around. Hey, put some clothes on. You woman, put a bag over your head. Yes, you got to put a whole bag top to bottom just in case Adam wants to rape you.
They were clothed in God's glory. It was sort of like Ariel when she came out at the end of The Little Mermaid, the Walt Disney one, because her father gave her that really awesome sparkly purple dress, which was actually prettier than her wedding dress. So he actually clothed her.
Oh.
Maybe that's what it was. They were clothed in sparkly goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just find this really odd. I've always kind of puzzled about this verse, because why is it that nakedness is something we're so ashamed of? And, you know.
Yeah, that's what I can never figure out with Christians. There's like, oh my God, cover up. The body is sinful. Yeah, but it just says that they're not ashamed. Why would they be ashamed? This is your God. It's made your body. So why would you even be ashamed?
Oh, wait, we are getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes. Oh,
sin
we are.
Hasn't entered into.
Yeah, this is true. We are getting way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're going to move on to Genesis 3. Cotty, would you lead us off?
Didn't I just read?
Yes, you did, but it's 3-1. So you get all the odd numbers, remember?
I'm odd. Okay. Now. Oh, okay. Here's where the plot twist enters. Here's our.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh.
Now the serpent. Who was more subtle? It spelled it S-U-B-T-I-L.
Yeah, it's pronounced
more
subtle.
Subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. Sorry for yelling, but it's all in caps. And he said unto the woman, the serpent, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
It's a good question. Didn't he just say you could eat of every tree in the garden? But he told Adam that he can't eat of the tree of knowledge. He didn't say anything to Eve. Eve wasn't present at this point. She was not there.
Where is Adam, by the way?
Yeah, too. he's out fucking the sheep because woman hasn't been invented yet. It's like that was the first thing he knew how to fuck. And like, yeah. Like,
yeah, well, the sheep don't say no.
Yeah, they don't.
The serpent, clever serpent talks to Eve about trees, death, and the knowledge of good and evil.
And he persuades her to eat the fruit, the forbidden fruit.
She gets the full blame.
Yep.
Awesome. It's called scapegoat.
Yep, there's your first scapegoating in the Bible.
She's totally innocent. She's naive.
Right.
She's naive.
Yeah.
And... honestly, everybody has a problem with the serpent, but the serpent, which, by the way, has anybody ever seen an animal actually talk? This is an awesome thing. But has anybody ever realized that the serpent is not lying to her?
Right. Yeah, exactly. He is telling the truth of this. Didn't he not say you could eat of every tree in thing here? Because in this reference point, he didn't mention to Eve, the second woman, not Lilith, that you could eat anything of the garden, and did not tell her explicitly. Did not explicitly tell her that she could not eat of the tree of good and evil. It doesn't mention that. He told Adam. Adam apparently didn't tell her this, or thought that, you know, it was like, oh, okay, since I automatically knew by osmosis everything I know, she's going to know because God took one of my ribs and didn't give me a goddamn medical card afterwards, and I'm sitting here going, oh, my ribs.
and I still haven't got my bacon salmon.
I'm still waiting for my BLT, goddammit. 3-2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. So she answered.
She has information.
Yeah, this is the only information she's had that you may eat. Actually, how does she even know this? Again, she was not present when God created Adam.
I think that, okay, here's a gap. Here's a gap in what we know. And obviously she has knowledge. Did Adam tell her?
Right.
And is this the game of telephone? And so this is why she has an imperfect memory of it?
True.
I don't understand, because she wasn't around when God said this.
Right.
And unless you want to believe that by taking a part out of somebody's, you know, if you take somebody's heart in a heart transplant and you put it in a new person and suddenly they have memories of that other person whose heart they got, which it does, it's not true.
Right.
I don't understand how giving her Adam's rib would have preternaturally given her any kind of knowledge.
It's right. There's no, it's not possible. Of course, the apologists say, well, magic, you know, because God just did it that way. He just like.
Well, because God did incantations and spoke and things became real.
Yeah.
It's magic, by the way. Hypocrites, because you want to sit there and say that Wicca and paganism and Satanism and all of those things who do spells, it's evil. God supposedly did it, and I don't believe any of it, but just, you know, you're hypocrites.
Right.
They're actually more honest than any of you. 3:3, but okay, and continuing, Eve is saying, but of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, she doesn't name it as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because,
right.
And again, aren't there, there's two trees.
Yeah, there's two trees.
Is the tree of life also in the midst of the garden?
It's supposed to be. The tree of life is in the garden as well. But she's referencing
referencing this one.
Right. Oh, you didn't quite finish the line there. Sorry.
I'm sorry. No, I just was thinking about it. That's how I read. I shouldn't do that. But of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. Apologists love to take this little part in between the commas and say, this is where Eve adds to what God said. Neither shall ye touch it.
Right.
They're trying to say that this is her error, is that she already changes what God originally said, which is batshit crazy anyway.
Right.
It totally obfuscates the whole point of this test.
Right.
That's what it is. This is a fucking test. The tree of knowledge is a test.
Right.
God is giving to innocence, and it fucking pisses me off.
Well, you know, God should have just, instead of making it a tree, he should have made it a bog. Yeah, don't eat the slimy bog. Yeah, that stuff smells nasty. I ain't going anywhere near it. Why would you put a tree that you don't want anybody to touch right in the middle of the floor, where you could, right in the middle of the garden, right where you're not supposed to touch it? If you put that, you put a big fence around it, or you put it in another part of the place where they can't reach it. You don't put the bleach mixed in with the bottles of glasses with Kool-Aid around it. Say, here, go ahead. You can drink all these except for that one, you know. But you don't. Why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense.
We are better parents than God. We are better parents.
Way better parents than God.
Most of us, because we would never ever plant a bunch of things in our yard and then have a poisonous tree or poisonous bush in the middle that looked really, really, really good and juicy.
Yes.
No, we would never do that to our kids or our grandkids.
No, exactly. You're just like, yeah, you see all that. You see that real pretty one in there? Don't touch it. I know it looks really tempting and looks like that stuff that's coming off of, like, oh my God, I just got to taste that. Don't touch it.
Adam and Eve,
I wouldn't do that.
I'm sorry. Adam and Eve aren't even like an 8-year-old child who would be inquisitive or maybe rebellious. Adam and Eve are like toddlers.
Yeah.
Crawling around, that they just see something and they want to put it in their mouth.
Right.
That's what this is. Because again, unless, and if people want to say that that's not what this is, I go, well, then give us some context.
Right.
Tell us how old Adam and Eve are. How long did they spend with God in the garden? You can't.
Yeah. They've been around for in this time frame that we've got. They've been around a couple of days. I mean, you don't have enough information for that.
No, you don't. And his information, God's information is shit.
Exactly. Sorry. And how does she know? And how does she know that she's not supposed to touch it? Because and that she's going to die if she does? Because this was never relayed to her.
Well, the apologists are full of their own excrement, because I'm like, no, you don't get to blame this victim. She's trying to understand it. She got this information secondhand already.
Yeah. Telephone.
You know what? Yes, exactly. And so, yep.
All right. 3:4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. He told the truth again. The serpent tells the truth. If you eat of this, you're not going to die. Because if you told me, he says, you see that bleach? If you drink it, you will die. In a matter of, if I said, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to drink it anyway. In a matter of a few hours, I would be dead or almost instantaneously dead right then and there. But, but apparently they didn't die right away because, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves again. We know the Bible, man.
Do you want me to go? I'll go ahead and read 3:5.
Sure.
Again, still the serpent. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Oh my. You know what? Every time I read the Bible, especially now, I see something new, because this is what God sees.
Mm-hmm.
This is what God sees, and this is why he is one fucking screwed up puppy. He's, oh my God, no. It's serpent, you are spot on.
Yes. And people think this is a bad thing because they think that the serpent is lying at this point. And it's like, no, the serpent is actually the one, the honest one in this whole scenario.
Yeah.
Because he's saying, yeah, you're not going to die if you eat this. You're not going to die. You're not drinking bleach.
Yeah. Which, by the way, what does dying even mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? The apologists say spiritual death. It's like, that doesn't mean anything. It's spiritual death doesn't mean anything.
It, you know, and spiritual death is all about, eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I realize I'm alone sometimes. I as an atheist, I have to say that death is the last great mystery. There might be something else out there. But as in when we had a guest on recently on Packard Pokes app, just if you have no corporal body,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing to maintain the spirit. We know this because of physics, because of science.
Right.
And so in that sense, yeah, I have to say that once we're dead, there's nothing to prevent our atoms from just whatever atoms there might be to just scatter there. We don't know. But she has no idea what death is. I'm sorry. I overthought that one. But.
No, that's, by the way, if the reference there is, that's Packard Pokes at episode 322. So woo-hoo! If you want to go into the reference, that's where we had a guest on at that point, and we were talking about that, just so.
Yes, yes.
let's see here.
Shall not surely die.
Yeah, that would be, okay, 3:5 is yours.
No.
No, wait. Yeah, because I just did 3:4.
Oh, no, and for God doth. Oh, no, I just read that.
Oh, you just read. Oh, you're right.
And they'll be as gods.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. But that's an interesting thing, too. Gods, plural.
Yes, it is. Oh, you know what? That's a good catch. That's a great catch. No, you should be as gods. There's more than one around.
So God that's is a, not the only God.
Right. Bible in the Bible acknowledges in the first book of the of their holy books, they say there's only one God. No, it says multiple gods. Gods. With a plural there, there's more than one, apparently. Apparently, God's at the country club. God's are us, you know. pool boy over here.
Knowing good and evil, but not necessarily adhering to being good or evil.
Right.
Too. I mean, God's actions, are God's actions totally good? Just because he knows the difference, does that mean that he practices them?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question.
That's all it was, so.
Yeah. Because obviously, if you were to eat this, you'd know good and evil, which they don't know yet. They don't know this yet. The difference is, like I said, between a shoe and a shoehorn. It's like, we just call it these things. That's all. 3:6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat and also gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So there's a lot of fruits and things like that. I don't know about so much vegetables. I think they're all pretty nasty looking, except for corn and green beans. if you're looking at broccoli, yuck.
Hey.
I don't like broccoli. Cauliflower,
I love vegetables.
Cauliflower looks crazy too to me, but that's just.
And fruit.
But I mean, just because something looks good to eat, I mean, there are a lot of things I could buy that look good to eat, but they just you just don't want to eat them. That doesn't just because something looks good does not mean it's good to eat.
Well, I think this is really telling. First of all, she saw that the tree was good for food. You know, she's being skeptical. She's examining this tree. Mm. She's going, you know, first of all, well, does this look good? It looks like it's food and it's really beautiful, by the way, because God made it fucking that way.
Right.
And the tree desired it, but here she wanted to be wise. Wisdom is expounded in the Bible,
right,
as being an extremely, extremely important thing, and she wanted wisdom, and she's being this pisses me off.
Connie, don't you know
so
that
bad.
Don't you know that women are not supposed to be wise according to the Bible? They're not allowed to be wise. They're not allowed to be able to think for themselves. This is showing that women are thinking for themselves.
Proverbs 31, the wise woman.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that.
I'm just going to throw that out there. And so she took it because, and especially because she desired, okay, first of all, she could have eaten anything.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, okay, well, this looks good. But what she desired was wisdom. And so that is why she took it. And this is what happens. And guess who is standing right behind her the whole time with the whole fucking story is, I'm sorry, guys, but it is Dumbo Adam, who was probably just walked in after shagging a sheep, and she hands it to him, and he's looking at her boobs and said, "Yeah, I want that," because you don't say no to your nookie nookie. You don't say no to the woman that you spend the rest of the night with.
Right?
I do get that.
Yeah, because you don't do what she says. She's like, you'd be sleeping on the couch. Just saying.
I don't know what Adam's version of the couch would have been, but yes,
yeah,
he would have been sleeping with the sheep.
Well, that's probably where he wanted to be, anyways. Like, you
anyway,
no sleep. You no sleep with a sheep either tonight. I'm just saying.
He's sitting there weighing it out, going, "Yeah, well, yeah." This verse is so frustrating. Because of what everything I just mentioned, I just like I can't believe this. I cannot. This is one of the reasons I can't believe anymore anyway, but that somebody should be shamed. It's because she was seeking wisdom and God really doesn't want people to be wise.
No, God wants people to be stupid and follow everything they say. God says without question, don't question me. Just do as I say. Do as I say, not as I do type thing.
This is entrapment too.
It is.
He made it look attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's a word for that. If you you put a pool in your yard, it's like an attractive nuisance, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's an attractive nuisance. Where's the lawyers? I would have been lawyering up at this point and going, not my lawyers. My lawyer's here. He's like, Your Honor, the tree looked good, and she was. It says here that she was was good for food, so she was doing the right thing by trying to bring more food for them to be able to eat to survive. And so
Dark Matter 2525, that would actually be a really funny cartoon for him to make.
Yeah, well, maybe he will at some point.
Lawyer for Eve. Adam and Eve. God.
Adam or Eve's out there looking for food for Adam to eat. She's like, she's doing her job. She's like,
exactly.
Yeah, that looks good. That looks good. I'm a little grocery shopping here. You know, God's got making sure my husband's happy. You know,
she's being
a good wife.
She was created to be a helpmeet. Excuse me. She was created to be just, you know, this little domestic thing.
Mm-hmm. And she did, and she was doing her job, and it's like, yeah, that looks pretty good. I think I will try that. Next line. 3:7. That's yours.
Wait,
I just read 3:6. I just read 3:6.
Sorry. Okay. 3:7. Oh, and the eyes of both of them both were opened. Excuse me. Let me start that over. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and that they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
Where did they get the sewing equipment? I mean, can you sew fig leaves together? I don't. Has this ever been? I'd like to see this being done.
Do you ever watch Blue Lagoon?
I've seen the Blue Lagoon. Yes, it's a good reference point.
Yeah,
I can't sew though. I'd be like, fuck it. I'll just walk around everything hanging out.
Well, okay. Why were they ashamed of?
Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, they say they're naked. Okay. Oh my God, you got great bazongas there. It's like, yeah, but you're the only two people there. Why would you even be ashamed?
That's a good question, because part of the male, are we trying to say that normal sexuality as we understand it is, this is why it's debased and wrong, is because men see part of the reason that men are interested in women and women and men is because we're attracted to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this wrong? And why is the thing that's created is sinful? Why did they cover themselves? What are we talking? What's naked? Is it their soul or is it their body?
Right.
Because they make physical aprons. And if you didn't want Adam to lust after her bazongas and her badonkadonk, then why did you make her so fucking awesome?
Right, I know, right? I was like, even women, even gay women go, yeah, I want some of that. Yeah. I got my own pair, but you know what? I want yours too. Because touching mine feels great. Touching yours is going to feel even better, you know?
I always think of Adam as Keanu Reeves myself. Yeah, I like that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me either.
Don't get me wrong, but sewing fig leaves together, you know, that was obviously.
Are fig leaves really big or small? Are fig leaves really small?
Actually, but okay, here's the point too. You know, God didn't tell them you can eat, you can go ahead and make bacon, or you can go ahead and have steaks. He told them to eat from the trees. So as far as they know, the only thing available to do for themselves, and I never thought about this before, it to make a covering for themselves is to take the leaves from the trees. Yeah. And make coverings for themselves. They don't know shit.
How did they know to make coverings? I mean, exactly. How did they know? How did they even know how to sew? Did they suddenly the tree of knowledge give them the knowledge of sewing? Why didn't it give them the knowledge of space travel and everything else like that?
I don't want to jump ahead, but I am going to jump ahead because we know what God does. He says this is not acceptable. He doesn't like the leaves. And I'm like, well, what the fuck else are they supposed to do? Because they've been told that they're only supposed to eat what's on the trees. That's it.
And, you know, I think
plants are all they have.
You know, I think God is a pervert, honestly, because he didn't want them to know that they were naked. So he's a pervert. It's like, yeah, I'm walking around. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I can have some of that. I can have some of that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Now I'm thinking about how you can blur out or put the little bars, you know, sensor things, and that's, you know.
Did they walk around little sensor bars everywhere? Like, what are these big black bars in front of everything? I don't know.
I don't know.
They seem to follow me everywhere I go. I don't know.
So the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil was actually a restricted website, and so they... Oh my God.
They removed the censor bars from on this page. Okay, this is the uncensored version of us. Woohoo! Whoa! Adam, look at those things! Woohoo!
Adam's excited, and Eve is slightly shocked. Like, oh, okay.
All right. Well, we're coming to our 30-minute mark here. So if you would like to contact us, you can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. And if you like the show and you would like to donate to the show, that's we have a Patreon set up. That's patreon.com at ABANDNW and our Facebook. And please like on our Facebook. That's facebook.com ABANDNW for our Facebook. We'll have a blog page as well. It's just pretty much just going to have the audio files there, but you can still visit there if you like to. And there's some information about Connie and ourselves and myself here at abandw.wordpress.com. So many letters. So many letters. It's alphabet soup here. If you like, if you want to email us with questions, comments, love, or hate mail, be sure to send it to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And also be sure to check out our main show, Packard Pokes At, which you can find over on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. All right. We'll see you next time on The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobes.